Welcome to Skeleton Basics. We have two samples with the same functionality. One uses Direct2D and the other uses Windows Presentation Foundation, or WPF. We'll be taking a look at the WPF sample. As you can see, the sample displays my skeleton. I am starting this video standing about 3 meters away from the sensor. The sensor can see my body down to just below my knees and is therefore able to generate a complete skeleton for me, although notice my feet are missing. As I approach the sensor, the surface of my desk is clipping off more of my figure until, when I am seated, my skeleton can no longer be rendered. However, when I switch to seated mode, the sensor can reconstruct me at about a meter from the sensor. The skeleton data is published by the sensor through the skeleton stream, and the skeleton stream provides skeleton frames, one frame at a time. Now let's take a look at the code. This code is in the main window.xaml.cs file in the sample project. The window loaded method here contains the primary code for the application. As with any use of the Kinect sensor, we first need to find an unused sensor and connect to it. This is handled by the code here. Once we have a sensor connected, we need to enable the skeleton stream, which is done here. We set up the various buffers we will use, and then we add a handler to deal with the event that is fired when a new frame of skeleton data is ready. Once we have this all set up, we then start the sensor. The skeleton frame is actually a set of joint positions in 3D, labeled according to their location in the body. The sample uses those joints to then draw the bones between the joints. When the user is standing, the sensor tracks 20 joints. When seated mode is turned on, the sensor tracks 10 joints. In the event handler, sensor skeleton frame ready, we extract the skeleton data from the frame and then draw the bones between the joints. When we're done rendering the bones, we then push the image to the display.